The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that you shouldn't rock the boat.
Well, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California.
Beautiful. I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Well, yesterday we were talking about gun checks, missed millions of fugitives, and how the propagandists are at work trying to disarm the American people, only to keep in mind it just shows you that they're not doing their job, what it comes down to. I want to talk in a couple minutes about Obama seeking to confiscate all Apache helicopters from National Guard. Yes, you heard me right. But before I do that, I just have to say, well, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, we are broadcasting live out of sunny California, Los Angeles, California. Folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And in front of me to the right is our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the show. We appreciate you. We always do. If you want to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, always uploading, friends, new videos, new articles. Again, not always showing you what the problem is, but also giving you the answer. Judgment and justice is the guardian of liberty. Now, again, friends, if you'd like to check out Facebook, go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. Two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. Getting a lot of traffic on both those pages, by the way, and we appreciate it. Getting people sparked up, and we're provoking and awakening the dead. Per se. That's our job. That's called revival.
That's right.
In a lot of ways. So if you'd like to check me out on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are inaccessible. I apologize for that. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18, which, of course, was all extracted from the Holy Ghost. And George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly said, deeds, not words. So to say all that, to say this, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As we always say at the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ, we want the heart of God. Now, our slogan, one of our main slogans, is turning talk radio into do radio. So this week, we are out doing. We are actually out in Mesa, Arizona, doing a tea party out there, which I found is actually the largest tea party in America on average for the average amount of attendance that they actually have at their tea party.
Yeah, I know they have weekly meetings. That's
weekly
awesome.
Meetings.
Yeah, they're doing it.
They're doing what needs to be done. They're there faithfully. And then we drove, 5 hours. We mentioned that before. Then we got into, the Los Angeles area. Then, we spent time here. Bradley was on the Jesse Lee Peterson show doing a radio interview. Got up at 4:45 in the morning to do that yesterday. Today, we were spending some time with Ray Comfort, Living Waters, out here in Los Angeles area, California. And it brings me to the point of, what are we called to do as Christians? Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That was the Great Commission.
Aim small, miss small.
Exactly.
It's the end
right.
of faith.
Exactly. And so before he ascended into heaven, what did he say? He said, go. He didn't say sit. He didn't say be quiet. He didn't say shut your mouths. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So we as Christians should take that as our mandate, our commission. And of course, if we love the Lord and we see what he's done for us and dying on the cross for our sins, why wouldn't we want to go spread the good news, which that's what the gospel means, is good news.
Well, a Christian emulates Christ.
Of course.
Okay.
A true
just
Christian emulates
sure.
Christ.
Yeah, they didn't walk around with what would Jesus do bracelets on.
I'm hoping
it's
people
what
just
is
see
Jesus
my
doing.
Exactly. I'm hoping people just see my lifestyle. And I don't really ever open
I'll
my
love
mouth and
them
say
to
anything.
Jesus.
That's right. It's love on evangelism. But what's interesting to note is 95% of all quote unquote professed Christians have never won a soul to Christ.
Yeah.
80% of all Christians do not consistently witness for Christ. Less than 2% are involved in the ministry of evangelism. 71% do not even give toward the financing of the Great Commission.
Of course not.
Of course. Yeah. And we run into that a lot.
Hollywood doesn't have a financial problem, though, do they?
Of course not. Yeah. Given there, aren't they? Yeah. Now, 63% of church leadership, including deacons and pastors who are supposed to be the spiritual quote-unquote leaders, have not led one stranger to Jesus in the last 2 years.
Just talking about this with my friend out at Freedom Outpost this morning, it absolutely amazes me how people in this country go to other countries as missionaries, play mm-hmm. the rock star for Jesus because they don't know any different out there. Not that Christ will not bear witness to the fact of who he is. He'll always bear witness to the truth regardless of who he uses. He'll use a rock if he has to.
Mm-hmm.
But in saying that, it's interesting that they will go to other lands and talk about Jesus Christ. They'll do it there, but they can't reach out to their own people in their backyards here.
Right.
Where is Christ? Christ did not do that. He did it everywhere he went. And then he went to the other cities. And 2,000 years later, so we're still talking about the fruit of him who said unto his church, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. There's no excuse for the American church whatsoever as to why they don't reach out unto their own people. But they're so apt and so willing to go to foreign countries mm-hmm. and play the man, aren't they?
Exactly. And
hypocrites.
The thing is Jesus gave us the best example. While he was here, he was always preaching. He was always teaching, no matter where he went, and people followed him. But 49% of leadership ministry spends zero time in an average week ministering outside of the church. That's absolutely ridiculous to me. Can you imagine, like I said before, if Jesus would have said, okay, we're going to go set up here in this spot. We're going to put out a sign that says all welcome. We're not going to go anywhere or do anything and just, you know, hope and pray people come to us.
Yeah.
Listen, we have a job to do. Now, I could go on and on about these statistics. I'll give you two more. 89% of leadership in ministries have zero time reserved on their list for weekly priorities for going out to evangelize.
Yeah.
And 99% of leadership ministries believe that every Christian, including leadership, has been commanded to preach and teach the gospel to a lost world. You know, we go back to these believers that don't believe.
Yep.
So 99% of the leadership ministries believe that they're supposed to do it, but yet they spend here, if we go here, less than 2% are involved in the ministry of evangelism. So we say, you know, we believe in heaven, we believe in hell, we believe in all these different things, but yet when we actually, as we were talking about yesterday, we know when we see that someone has an experience where they've experienced things in the heavenly realm, then we say, well, this is getting a little too strange. I don't know if we actually believe our creed. So then begs me to ask the question, why is it that people do not share their faith? Well,
because they don't have any faith.
Exactly. And, you know, they go through a list of, you know, the top 5 reasons, top 12 reasons why people don't share their faith. This is according to 5 reasons why Christians, professed Christians, I'm adding, struggle to evangelize.
Oh,
this is on
that?
The Christian Post. Number one is fear.
Of course.
See, the Bible says
fear of man is a snare.
Exactly. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Another one is ignorance. So, there's no excuse. God's given us the Bible.
Well, I'd be afraid of going out and actually acknowledging that my creed was the Christian creed if I didn't know the creed or the doctrine. And that's what Jesus said. You're to believe on him whom he sent, and you're supposed to know the doctrine.
Exactly.
You can't go out and give, friends, what you ain't got.
That's
we'll come
right.
back to these 3 points. I want to talk about these Apache helicopters that President Barack Hussein Obama wants to give away. And I also want to get to another point concerning what we talked about yesterday. Blaming God for darkness is like blaming God for all the evils in this world is like blaming the sun for the darkness which resides in this world. So we'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live out of L.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about? Have you ever noticed, surely you must have, hypocrites like people just like themselves? They would rather have someone that they like lie to them than have someone that they don't like tell them the truth. I don't want people to listen to this show because we compromise, but rather listen to us because we don't compromise. I don't want to be the one that said, I told you so, with bad results at its end. I want to be the one that said, I stopped it before something bad happened. Prevention is better than cure. Buy the truth and sell it not.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, again broadcasting live out of Los Angeles. Beautiful here, friends. For those that are in California, you have it made all year round. Or in Florida.
Except for Christmas. Christmas out snow has got to be a hard thing for these guys, but they don't know any different, I guess.
And well, you know, the bad side of that, and the other side of that is the fact that we just left Minnesota, and what was it, last week we had 11 inches of snow. I prefer what we have here in California.
Yes, I asked a woman yesterday, she had on like a parka jacket and these long swooshy pants. I said, is this cold for you? And she's like, well, up top it's a little brisk. It's like, yeah, have you ever been to Minnesota? A bunch of babies over here. Yeah. We're thinking this is amazing. But the next three that we're going to go through is arrogance, apathy, and bad theology. Now, I'm just going to give you some real
concerning
examples.
What?
Concerning why Christians struggle to evangelize.
Again,
okay?
A lack of Christianity. So let's not call them Christians.
Professed,
because they're not Christians.
Of course. This is just what the title says.
He that
says.
Saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. If they don't have the Spirit of Christ, they don't do the works of the Spirit of Christ. Therefore, they're not Christ's.
That's right. Now, if you really love the Lord with your heart, by your actions, you are going to seek and save that which is lost. That's what he commanded you to do. Now, just to give you some real life testimony here, when we go out any place, I don't care if it's a grocery store, you know, the mall, doing events, whatever, we are constantly passing out gospel tracts. And you know what? Sometimes it's
not the kind that people think, though. It's not cheesy.
No.
Handing them off, dropping them off in the bathroom and running as fast as we can. No, we're engaging people. We're testing people. We're giving it to people. People constantly are saying, oh, that's really cool that you did that. We're putting smiles on their face. We're sitting in restaurants. We track them. They're reading the tracks. If they got questions, they can ask.
Case in point.
Thank you.
I got some case in point. So what we do is we have these pink.
Are you going to go to the old lady yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
She's one I'm going to. But, you know, we've got these pink and blue cards. They're curved cards are optical illusions. When you hold them close together, the pink one looks longer. Then you flip it around, then all of a sudden the blue one looks longer. So people are like, wait, how did you do that? And they think it's fun, and we're engaging them, right?
Yes.
And we say, we're actually, when we put them together, here's a little trick. They're both the same size. And they think, wow, that's so cool. We were just in a hotel a couple days ago. One of our sons tracked the guy at the front door. And when we saw him tracking a bunch of his other people, and people love him, we were just in a restaurant last night, gave it to a waiter. Then the waiter, we came out, had a bunch of people sitting there like, oh, you had those things. And then we did a bunch of them at a time, and they all got gospel tracts. And the unique thing is they keep wanting more. Now, listen, as you are sharing the gospel, and I know that sounds like a cheesy way to say it, but as you're passing out gospel tracts and doing what you're doing to evangelize, it it can be an intimidating thing. But you know what? You need to just go past that fear and say, listen, if I truly believe in God and I believe in a heaven and a hell, and I believe that every man will give an account thereof on the day of judgment for all of his actions, words, thoughts, and deeds, then I need to be proactive. As Charles Spurgeon, I believe, said, if men are going to go to hell, let them leap over our bodies trying to stop them from doing that, because we obviously know the way of salvation. But sometimes you're going to run into people who are not so friendly. For example, yesterday I saw this older lady in a wheelchair, you know, and so I thought, well, you know, I'm going to go and just, you know, give this lady a track, a nice thing. She's an older lady. She's in a wheelchair. I get over there.
That's got to be pretty safe, because I've seen the gangbanger.
Yeah, the gang.
It looks like he was a part of the Crips or the Bloods out in L.A. here, right?
Yeah.
So I just went over and attacked him right away. And I said, hey, brother, I'm just trying to put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Read the card. At lunch, he read the card.
Totally.
And that's what it's all about. So,
exactly.
Yeah, so that was pretty safe stuff. I high-five you.
Well,
for that
actually, well,
got
it
a feather
wasn't,
in your
know,
cap for that one,
but the
one,
thing
right?
is, it wasn't so safe because you never know what you're going to get. So all of a sudden,
I did. So did Sam.
You recognize the fact that she is, you know, kind of a grump. But so I went over there and I ping a little. She's like, listen. She's like, I'm old enough to be your mother. You're not going to tell me anything. I'm smarter than you.
I'm the smartest person you know that's in a wheelchair.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like, whoa, lady, that's rude.
Now, I couldn't believe her reaction, but here's the deal. When you go out and do what you do, it does not matter how they respond to you in the sense of this. Sometimes when you meet people and they're passing out tracts, or if our kids are doing it and someone says, no, I don't want anything, rather than getting your feelings hurt, you should say this. Your responsibility is to make sure that they have the opportunity
That's
to
right.
know the truth. Your job is done when you give them. Every man's choice is just that, their own choice. So they can't stand before God one day and say, well, listen, no one reached out to me. No one tried to give me the message of the truth, because our job is to make sure they have the opportunity. What everyone does with that opportunity is up to them.
Yeah.
So anyway, she rejected me, and it was, you know, she was rude, but that's okay, because the fact that, listen, she had her opportunity.
Have you noticed though, and I don't mean to make this a race issue, because it's not all nations are one blood, but have you noticed that the minority groups are always awesome to approach?
It.
They are great.
And
they
sometimes
awesome.
You're surprised. Last night I had this group of girls, and so I gave them a pink and blue them, and this one young minority girl, she just said, you know,
well, maybe that's her name.
She used the Lord's name in vain in a very powerful way I've not seen really in person. Like, wow. Yeah. And I said,
she was a teenager.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. And I said, is this a religious service? It just kind of, you know, okay, why are we taking the Lord's name in vain here? And then everybody, of course, gets a track. But that's our job. We're not going to go to Mexico and teach kids Spanish. Yeah. They already know it. Yeah. You know, we need to go out to the highways and the byways and practice our faith.
I was just talking.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, I was just talking to a man on the East Coast who is part of the Black Regiment. He was talking to all these national prominent leaders, Black leaders namely, and he's actually wanting us to be a part of what's going on out there. And I said, it's interesting that you'd call and ask me, because I was just out on the East Coast right before Christmas time, and we did a 17-state tour, and we did some churches in the process. And I said, it's interesting, because I noticed on your signs, it's all, you know, come on Sunday or Thursday for revival. And I said, listen, my friend, it's with these pastors and these preachers and these self-proclaimed Christians mm-hmm. that are at the pulpits telling stories on a weekly basis to their congregants, what they don't realize is you can't revive what ain't dead.
That's right.
And you have to preach what the Word says, not what you think you should say, so you can hold on to numbers for your congregants. And by the way, if you have to preach in such a fashion to hold on to them, they're probably not worth keeping in the first place.
Absolutely not. Yeah. And that's a big thing. That's
it's
another,
voluntary. It's not involuntary.
Exactly. And little bunny trail on this point too, as well, as you notice how some churches have follow-up.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to note that when Jesus was here on earth, men and women and children followed him.
Right.
He didn't follow anyone.
That's right, because he didn't have anything to prove.
Exactly. If you have to follow up someone, are you reading your Bible? Are you attending your church service? Are you praying?
Obviously, is it scriptural? If he's the author of your faith, he'll also be the finisher of your faith.
And obviously,
none that the Father has given me, can any man pluck them out of my hand? Folks in this country have it backwards. And those that have to be hired on by the church to actually coerce people to come back to church in the first place, they need to be counseled within a week.
That's right. And you know what? If it's not in their heart to do that, which they're supposed to do, they're not saved.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if their heart's not converted, if you have to follow them, can you imagine doing that? You have to follow your husband or your wife everywhere? No. If you're a true Christian, you're going to follow the precepts of Christ, and you're going to motivate yourself because you see the sacrifice, and you're motivated out of a heart of love in demonstration for what Christ did for you on the cross. So for those of you out there listening and say, you know, it's been a while since I've been sharing my faith. It's been a while since I've even pass out a gospel
I don't know how
tract,
that works.
You need to get motivated and first of all, ask for repentance before the Lord and say, listen, I need to get doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
here.
You only have one chance and life is but a vapor. And before you know it, we're going to be standing there before God. You ask any man that's 70, 80 years old, any woman 70, 80 years old, what it was like when they were 5 years old, they can tell you it was just like yesterday. The years flew by.
Right.
And the last thing that we want to do, my friends, is namely those that listen to us on a daily basis, is listen, we don't want to stand before God saying we wish we would have done it. It's not what we take from the world, Christians. It's what we bring to the world that matters. And men are not to find their faith in the words or in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So we have a dependency upon the things of the Spirit. It's all the time. It's not once in a while. You are what you eat. And if you're eating the bread of life, I'll tell you what, he promises, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. He's not going to deny himself, friends. And to he who hath the Son hath life. And guess what? Everybody in the room is going to know that you have life because you're a minister of the flames of fire, and fire is contagious.
And one more thing I just want to add at the tail end of that is to tie it all up is, listen, and this sounds cheesy to say, but it is true. For some of you that are listening, you might be the only example of Christ that people maybe at your work are going to see, that some kid off the street is going to see. You're going to be an answer to someone's prayer divinely when you step out in faith. And you really have to think about that. Listen, you've got blood on your hands, and until you make sure that everyone
Ezekiel
that you
3.
Know has an opportunity to know Christ by demonstration and by what you do actually reaching them, you need to make sure that your conscience is clean and that, for real, a lot of you out there, you might be the only witness and example of Christ that some people may see.
I feel that all the time, speaking of witnessing, even out in this California area and where we're at right now, and no matter where I'm at, really, there's times where I have to run in, I have to go to the bathroom, or I'm getting a water, I'm getting a coffee or something like that, and all of a sudden I'll get that tug on my heart where I know that if I don't turn around and get that individual, I'm going to feel self-condemned. And I'll turn around and I'll say to my wife or my kids, I need a pink and blue, because that one is going to bug me. And there's been times where I've tried to just kind of sear my conscience for the sake of time, or I'm tired, where I will turn around and I will go back and find that person just to get that one individual. That happens all the time.
Yeah, it just happened a couple days ago. I think it was yesterday. No, this woman was doing her job, and I thought, well, she's busy doing her job. She's trying to keep track of certain things. And I thought, well, no, I'm going to do it anyway and stuff. And so I went over there and I gave her a pink and blue. But those little excuses that come in your mind, like, well, they're busy, or they're just about to leave, or you might have to chase them a few minutes to out the door. Listen, salvation of their soul is that important. Make the time, push down the excuses, and get the job done.
Folks, when we come right back, we're going to talk about what Obama's doing. He's trying to disarm the American people in other ways right now, and namely what he's doing is he wants to confiscate all Apache helicopters from National Guard, and he promises 10 of those Apache helicopters to your sworn enemies in Egypt. Yeah, Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Just keeping you abreast, friends, as to what's going on, stealth-like. Under the radar, we always want to bring it out into the open for you that Obama seeks to confiscate all Apache helicopters from National Guard. He promises 10 to Egypt. So according to the reports, the Army National Guard is pushing back against a plan to send every one of its 192 Apache attack helicopters to the active duty Army. And some may think that this is no big deal. However, this is coming from an administration that loathes the military and wants to weaken America to the point that it cannot defend herself. Now, folks, again, I always like to bring about the correlation so you can understand what's going on in the spirit of things. God says that he hates hands that shed innocent blood. And we've had over 57 million babies aborted, slaughtered, murdered, sanctioned by the Supreme Court and the government of the United States, which is contrary to God's commandment, number 6, thou shalt not kill. Now, what we're seeing is the Lord saying to his people, listen, if you don't want to keep my commandments, then no longer am I going to protect you. And friends, don't look at me or don't try to call me or email me and say, Bradley, God is not like that because God is love. Yes, I want you to understand something. God is love, but he's also our judge, first and foremost. And when we look at what a good judge does, he always leads his people through love to repentance. But if they will not be led to repentance, what he'll do is he'll begin to chastise them, Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. And you can see in stages as to where we're at today. But look at the correlation that God is saying to the church, God is saying to the American people, you allow babies in the womb to be slaughtered and you expect me to actually protect you? No, I'm going to pull away that protective mercy to begin to show you what those babies may feel like. That you might begin to understand that you're going to reap what you sow because I am not mocked. That I am a judge and that I am righteous in all that I do and that I will not at all acquit iniquity in any sense of the word. I mean, we have an administration now that is blatantly telling the American people he wants to transform the United States of America. And over the last 5 and 6 years, the American people have sat back in the 312 million ratio, and they have allowed it to go on. As long as the football games and the basketball games and the hockey games and the boxing matches are not taken away, hey, listen, we'll be entertained. We'll be entertained until we see action. And I'm telling you what, friends, on the road we're on right now, you're going to see some action sooner or later, because it's going beyond the things of the spirit into the realm of the natural. And this is exactly what's going on when you have an administration seeking to confiscate Apache attack helicopters from the National Guard. That means taking away your helicopters that protect your local areas, friends. Now, I want to tell you, too, the trade would replace the Guard's attack helicopters with 111 UH-60s Black Hawks, basically transport and utility helicopters. So they're not military helicopters in the sense of attacking. Now that they're just utility helicopters. Now, folks, this trade comes amid claims that there are deep budget cuts, according to Obama's own ideologies. And make no mistake that it's an attack on the Second Amendment. And also keep in mind, friends, if you bring about the correlation, by the way, all 50 governors throughout our union are actually writing to the president and saying, what are you doing here? Well, friends, what does it take for you to finally figure out what he is doing? The opposite of what he claims he's doing. This administration has been attacking every facet of who we are as a people over the last 5 and 6 years. And so now we see him going after our defense methods, and namely our military, our local military through the National Guard, by dropping our means to defend ourselves on an aggressive offensive manner, only to give us utility helicopters. So again, friends, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to wake up. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. The only thing I can do is continuously blow the trumpet, and I do it without fail. I do, and I share with you on a daily basis as to what I think is the most important. I usually try to pick the hottest topic, not because I want to just pick the hottest topic, but I want you to understand how far and how close this is actually hitting home right now. We need to stand up, and we need to keep the commandments of a living God and do, because of his mercy. Here's another mercy of God bestowed upon the people to tell you what this criminal administration is doing. And he's saying, okay, now you know what they're doing. You need to put a stop to it. You can't sit back and allow them to rule the roost as a bunch of tyrants, because they will not be ruled by God. God is saying, no, it's better to obey me than it is to obey tyrants. And it's time to wake up and act, friends. It is now, not tomorrow, not the next week. No, friends, today. Because again, the right time to do the right thing is right now.
Yeah, and if you look at it, just some more information about the Apache, which began service in 1986. It's armed with a 30-millimeter chain gun, which has 1,200 rounds of ammo, Hellfire anti-tank missiles, and 7 general-purpose 70-millimeter rockets. So in short, it's capable of fending off an enemy, foreign or domestic.
Well, that's why they want to get rid of the AK.
Exactly.
That's why they want to get rid of the AR-15. This is why they want automatic weapons, because they don't want you to be able to defend yourself. That's why, for the most part, shotguns are okay, because you can't unload on your enemy.
Absolutely not. And like you said, it's taking down the means to defend ourselves, our national security. What happens when there's a disaster, whatever? You call in the National Guard. And when you're talking about replacing them, you know, with what they're talking about, those are just for transportation and things, as you mentioned before. So when we look at what is the quote-unquote government always trying to take away, like you said, our means of defense.
Corrupting
our means
government, yes.
To defend ourselves.
Yes.
So, and like you said, it's not like this is something that's done out in the dark that no one knows. It's in the light of day, folks. So because we know what's going on, we're accountable for what we know, and we should act accordingly with what we see. I mean, it seems like with every new atrocity or every new lie that's being told, you think, okay, the American people have to wake up on account of this. Or,
they'll wake up
on account of this for sure.
You'd think so.
And it's like, oh, no, well, this, it's got to be this. It's going to wake them up. And what we see is a lot of apathy. And like you said,
well, you can counter this by being obedient. It's really that simple. And it's not hard to obey him that you love, friends. It was William Wilberforce, the English abolitionist, who said, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never again say you didn't know. And that's exactly right, friends. And so here we are again. And friends, I can sit on the radio all day and tell you about all the bad things going on, but it does me no good to tell you what's wrong until I get people that are willing to stand up and right the wrongs.
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing hints of it, you know, with the recent attempt to seizure of the Bundy family ranch in Nevada by more than 200 armed federal officers, including many snipers and so on. So we can see that the Obama administration is not afraid to use force against the American people.
Yeah, to pay a bill.
It should be
to pay a bill, friends.
It should be
They collect their debts.
Exactly. Yeah. It should be a huge red flag to us to say, whoa, and what happened? We saw the great response of the people in that situation. But we need to know, like, you know, the quote again, where the government fears the people, you know, where the people fear the government, you have tyranny. Where the government fears the people, you have liberty. It's we the people. The responsibility lies on our shoulders.
That's right. Another point I can make real quick before we get to what I want to get to, what we were talking about yesterday, namely blaming God for the evils in the world is like blaming the suns for darkness. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes here. But it's also interesting to note that we give a pass to the Pelosi's, to the Reid's, to the Hillary Clinton's, to the crimes committed against the people, against the people from these criminals in government, and we know who the criminals are. And we know that they're playing the minions and the ventriloquists for those that are actually pulling the strings behind the scenes. We know this is a fact, friends. Special interest groups, so on and so forth. But you know, when you think about, let's go to Pelosi really quick, and then let me go ahead and bring forth a strong contrast concerning our forefathers. When you looked at Nancy Pelosi, friends, who doesn't even know the Bill of Rights, she knows nothing of the Constitution, she's just doing what she's told, and everybody knows this, yet she's still there. And when you go back to, let's say, Obamacare, and do you remember when she said, we have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it? I mean, can you...
The stupidity.
Folks, that's beyond dereliction of duty. That's beyond stupidity.
Yeah, it is.
That's
willfully
criminal,
mm-hmm.
is what it is, friends. Let's contrast that with what James Madison said, the father of our Constitution. And this is what he said during the revolutionary times, during the establishment of the United States of America. And by the way, he was also the fourth president of the United States. He said, it will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read, or so incoherent or incoherent that they cannot be understood.
Exactly.
So our forefathers are telling you right off the bat that these people are actually creating laws so great in number that you'll never take the time to actually go through them. By the way, they're not laws, they're policies. If you want to do away with man's 10,000 policies, go ahead and obey God's 10 commandments. It's really that simple. Because, folks, we're not looking for anything new. We're looking to go back for the old. And the only thing we have to do is take the broom of obligation and duty to our Creator and to our people and simply sweep off the top of the Constitution and sweep away these criminals right into prison where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see is exactly what he said is so right. It will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous that they cannot be read. Isn't that how they made the Patriot Act? Of course.
Exactly.
Isn't that the code for the IRS? Exactly. Isn't this Obamacare? Exactly. They know what they're doing because they know that you're not going to take the time to right the wrongs. This isn't by accident. Don't you remember, friends, what Teddy Roosevelt said back in the 30s? He said, anything that happens in politics, he said it's first planned. Friends, Teddy Roosevelt said there's nothing in politics that does not happen without it first being planned. He's right on the money. This is all by design. And they are dupes, folks, of designing men that tolerate the crimes of against we the people. You are being laughed at, literally. And again, I want to make clear what I'm saying here, friends. We need reformation. We just need to get back to the simplicity of who we are. Friends, you ever listen to a politician during an interview? 9 times out of 10, he doesn't even know what he's talking about. He's trying to confuse the signal and give you the message that, well, I know what I'm talking about. These people over here, they don't know what they're talking about. Don't you remember when Pelosi said that it was basically a terroristic act when those on the floor wanted to read the Constitution of the United States? Friends, listen to these people. Why are they there? We got to get back to who we are. We're going to come right back
at the Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California. Is it Los Angeles or Los Angeles?
Gosh,
it's more
I don't
proper.
Know.
You know, it's kind of like a voluminous or voluminous. You know, is
it
there a little Latin
what,
in
well,
there?
It depends on what like part of the country
okay.
you're from. Like,
it will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so
voluminous.
Voluminous. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's kind of sloppy English.
Voluminous.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just about voluminous.
That they
voluminous.
Cannot be read or so incoherent that they cannot be understood. James Madison, the fourth president of the United
States. That's a great point. The point that you brought up is the same one that I was going to bring up because, you know, when you hold a pocket constitution in your hands, it's a very simple book, very thin, nothing intimidating about reading it, right?
Yeah.
But then when you hold up, for example, let's just take the health care law, okay? And I remember watching this where Michelle Bachmann had, you know,
yep.
you know the stack of how it
is
was
ridiculous.
Literally like 3 feet high, how high that thing was, 2-3 feet high.
Yeah.
And when you look, so if I lay the Constitution, the pocket Constitution, you know, on the table, and then I just one law, just the health care law, and all the paper, it'd be about 2-3 feet high.
Yeah.
And you compare that with the simplicity of the Constitution,
oh,
easy to understand,
yep.
but now we've got all this documentation.
Complicated.
Oh, no one reads it because, I mean, who can understand? Oh, people think, I'm just a simple person. How can I understand all that? See, the Constitution and the Bible and the Ten Commandments, they're just too simple
well,
for these people.
What did James Madison say about philosophy? It's big words with common sense meaning.
Exactly, right. But everything should be common sense, and our law should be as such that we can common sensely, if that's a word, understand
them. Oh, look at that. Common sensely.
That's my new
Mrs.
word of the
voluminous.
Day. commonsensically. But the point is the simplicity of what our founders gave us.
It's purposed.
Exactly.
It's purposed. So you ask anybody about the IRS tax code, they'll say nobody knows the code. There isn't a code. It's there to
hit you whatever they want it to be. If they say, hey, listen, we don't like this guy. He's standing too strong. Let's do an IRS investigation.
By the way, friends, that's called oppression. Mm-hmm. That's oppressive totalitarian means right there, because there is no absolute. There is no reason. Folks, it's just like numbers not having absolute equation or answer or resolve. Baloney. Yeah. There's always absolute, and absolute brings absolute peace and resolve. And resolve is what America needs. And I say what we need concerning about everything that we've talked about thus far is justice. We do need justice, and the American people can demand it. And folks, you need to remember that you are the laws of this republic as long as you are. And you can't, in part, obey God and act as if you're the law. Listen, you're just as wrong as the next guy. If he's wrong and he's violating the law that God gave, and you're violating a law that God gave, and just because you don't like it, you can't say, hey, we have to deal with that because he doesn't agree with me. No, you're both wrong. God is always right. Don't hold the truth in unrighteousness, friends, and act like you know what the deal is. No, it's like the you know, all these parties that we have out there and all the differences in what they believe versus what they don't believe. We have one constitution, friends, and that's what we need to get back to. For the sake of time, let's go to the next point. Yesterday we talked about, I love this train of thought, blaming God for the evils that are in the world is like blaming the sun for darkness. We didn't get to finish that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it again. Blaming God for the evils that are in this world is like blaming the sun for darkness. Now, I got a bunch of responses. Most of them were good. Most of them had thought through what was actually being said. And they thought, well, I've never heard it said like that before. That is right on. Exactly. I couldn't have said it any better. Well, it's true. God is condemned. God is blamed for the evils which are in the world. You know, you've heard before, we're supposed to coexist. That will never happen, friends. Why? Because God said, when you let other gods within the gate, Judges 5:8, what's going to happen? There's going to be war within the gate. They have it completely backwards because they're so carnal, they don't understand the things of the Spirit of God. And in saying that, friends, again, what we do is we stand back and God is blamed for this and God is blamed for that and he's blamed for this and the other thing and where is God? You know, the question is, well, what did he bring you into the world for? Mm-hmm. He brought you, the church, to bring forth the answers that he desires to answer, but he needs a vessel in to which he needs to get the job done. He didn't create man to be independent of man. He created man to work with man. And that's what we got to get back to. But for saying that, to say this, the responses overall were great. One lady said, concerning this quote, listen, blaming God for the evils that are in this world is like blaming the sun for darkness. Listen to what she said. Her name was Erin. This is one of the responses that we got on Bradley Dean on Facebook and on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Her name was Erin. She said, if God not had made us with free will, we would all simply be robots. What good is a forced love or a forced obedience? Did you hear what she said?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she was talking about free will. But what I want to say, friends, is you can call it free will, Aaron, but I want you to keep in mind that it means the choices are ours as well as the consequences. Deuteronomy 30:19.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that there's a consequence for every choice that you make.
I have to say,
and the last thing you want to be doing is blaming your creator for evil when he is the one that established nothing but good. One more point. Forced obedience? Wait, if I don't, then this is the consequence? Wait a second. God answered that dilemma too on the American, or I'm sorry, on the behalf of fallen man, didn't he? Because God is love, God gave law. He shows you that he violated his law. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. He loved you so much that he showed you your state before a just and a holy God. He showed you how much of a sinner you were. And then you know what he did to answer that dilemma of your fallen state? He sent his son to be the propitiation for the sins of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you look at Christ crucified and knowing that he bled Calvary to die for my transgressions that put his son up on the cross, how is there a forced obedience? Let me go to the natural. When I see a man coming back in a coffin, a young man that just basically forfeited everything that he had because of his love for his country and his people. And he goes overseas and he dies magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic. Is that a forced obedience to look at his family and his children and say, oh my gosh, that man sacrificed his family and his children. All of that was done for me in this country so we can maintain our liberties. Is that a forced obedience? Now, friends, go back to the things of the Spirit. Is it a forced obedience to love a God that did everything for us from A to Z? And it was Jesus that said on the cross of Jesus Christ, he said, it is finished. I'm sorry, the cross on Golgotha. It is finished. He did everything. He provided everything. Wouldn't it be out of gratitude to walk in the ways of holiness and to serve his son and to believe on his son in whom he sent? Of course it would be. And is there forced obedience anywhere in that? Absolutely not. Why? Let's put it into perspective. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, his only son, friends, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't see forced obedience in that anywhere. I see a whole lot of gratitude and thankfulness to say, Lord, I see what you've done for me through your son, Jesus Christ. Well, I was the one that offended you. Whoa, what a loving God. I'm going to live unto him who died for us.
And even after man's rebellion towards God, it goes all the way back to the garden. The Lord said, don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He gave him a command, right? So what did man do? Man disobeyed. God walked with Adam in the cool of the day, and all of a sudden after their disobedience, they said, well, you know, Lord, we were naked. And the Lord said, well, who told you you were naked? Because they disobeyed. So first of all, man made the choice to separate himself from God through his own sin.
Yep, and then he goes on to blame God. Adam blamed God for the wife that he gave him.
That's right. So
he didn't take responsibility nowhere.
No, so after they sin in the garden, after they blame, you know, the wife that you gave me, blah, 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 and even after all of man's sin and transgression, after the Lord created them and gave them everything, even after all that, Christ still sent his son on the behalf because he loved his people so much. So,
but people act like, well, God loves me so much. Yes, he does. Friends, let me tell you something, and I love you to tell you scriptural truth. He'll love you all the way to hell too. Is that his desire? No, he doesn't desire that any man should perish, but they should come to the everlasting knowledge of his son, Jesus Christ. So the choice is yours. And people need to think before they say stupid things, friends. I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's really true. People say some ignorant, unlearned things so often, especially when it comes to the things of God. It's like, think that one through. That wouldn't even happen in the natural. You know what? Your daddy can be a judge, but if you break the law and that daddy of yours is a good judge in the natural, he's still going to enforce the laws. And there's going to be consequences for your laws committed, right? Well, daddy, you love me. I know the dad's going to look at him and say, I love you so much that you're going to understand the crime that you just committed because there is a consequence and you're going to pay the piper by going to the penitentiary, which brings forth the word penitence.
I've got a great analogy. There was a young boy and he was out there and what he was doing was he was playing by a river and he fell in. This man heard him screaming, and so he came and he rescued the boy out of the river, and he was safe. Well, this boy had kind of a troubled life, a troubled teenager, and one day he stood in front of a judge for his crimes. And when he stood in front of the judge, he recognized that same exact man that had once saved him from drowning in the river a few years earlier. And that man looked at him and he said, that day I was your savior, today I am your judge. He had a pronounced judgment upon that man's crimes because of the fact that he was a good judge. There was two different capacities, but the Lord is both. And for those of you who want to support what we're doing, you see us out here on the road, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the donate button, or become a son or daughter of Liberty today and support what we're doing on a daily basis.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you 23 live out of Los Angeles, California. See ya.